This week on the Silver and Black Show, we get you ready for the Sunday night showdown against the Broncos. Donald Penn stops by to tell us about his memorable return to Tampa, and Coach Del Rio sits down with Chris Townsend to discuss the Road Raiders. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
In my heart, I really thought we'd be able to do what we did, which is get the ball back and still have a chance to win with a field goal. And we're able to do that. So it's always great when you trust, and that trust is rewarded, you know. So that builds confidence. We'll continue to grow as a football team. And that's something that you have to work on. And we have worked on it. We'll continue to work on it because we believe in each other, and we believe that we can win these games, and we believe that we're going to find a way somehow.
1977 was an interesting year. Gas was 65 cents a gallon, the Star Wars and Rocky movie franchises were just debuting, and Apple released its first home computer. It was also the last time the Raiders started the season 5-0 on the road. Let's take a look back at that achievement that was almost 40 years in the making.
Instead of crisscrossing the country following their victory last week at Jacksonville, the Raiders elected to stay just an hour away from here in Bradenton at IMG Academy. And head coach Jack Del Rio said he wanted a normal week of game preparation. Instead of seeing guys out, they were breaking down tape, completely concentrated on today's game.
Here we go. Let's go, fellas. Let's do whatever it takes out there today. Hold each other accountable, leave it all on the field.
It feel weird, baby. I ain't never came out of that tunnel before except today. I feel a little weird, but hey, I'm going to take it out on them. Raider Nation.
We taking over.
We came to Florida for one reason, to leave with two wins. Uh-huh. We got one. Yeah. We need another. Yeah. Whatever we got to do, get the win, man. Whatever we got to do, you're going to get everything I got. Yeah. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Yeah. Do it for the man next to you.
We're nearly halfway through the season, and the Raiders are one of the big stories right now. 5-2, tied for first place in the division.
And this is a team that is getting better every week in significant areas, and that's why the vibe around Raider Nation is feeling very good.
Play action, Winston on the move, looking deep, and it is caught for a touchdown by Russell Shepard.
Carr gets hit, and he lost the ball. It's free on the Raider 33-yard line, and who's got the ball? The Buccaneers have recovered the fumble as Derek Carr got strip sacked.
Clean it up.
Winston pressured and sacked back on the 21-yard line. Khalil Mack getting his fourth sack of the year. And he's going to throw wide open on the wheel route to Alawale, the fullback down the sideline. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, all the way to the goal line. They fake the gun run. They roll Carr right. Looking for the back of the end zone. The flag is down. It's caught by Crabtree for a touchdown.
Offensive pass interference.
But he pushed off.
Pass interference. Offense number 15. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
10 penalties in the first half. Does it feel like self-inflicted wounds, and what do you tell your team?
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, we really stopped ourselves offensively in each of these drives where we haven't scored. It's been a matter of self-inflicted penalties. So, yeah, we've got to clean that up, obviously, and got a lot of football in front of us.
Play action. Carr on the move. Tosses it, and it's caught by Donald Penn, the former Buccaneer. And that feels extra special for the man who was cut by Tampa Bay after the 2013 season.
Empty set, two right, three left. Derek throws, going for the end zone for Amari Cooper. Open, touchdown! Raiders! And they bring in a lineman as a fullback. They run off the left side, touchdown. Jaquizz Rodgers is in the end zone.
And with 3:48 to go, it's a 7-point Tampa Bay lead.
Here's Carr looking left, and a lob up the left sideline for Amari Cooper. He made the catch. Amari inside the 15-yard line. Derek Carr, first and goal, 8-yard line. Looks middle, throws, caught. What a catch by Michael Rivera. Touchdown, Raiders.
Carr steps up. It's going to keep it himself. Carr in will send out Janikowski for the game-winning field goal attempt.
Condo will snap. King will hold. Left hash mark. Left-footed kicker. They got it down. Janikowski has it away. Plenty of distance. And it is...
No good.
Oh, God, he missed it.
And we're going to overtime.
Derek Carr in the gun. Cooper goes in the right slot now. Washington out wide right. And three go left. Amari Cooper is being covered up. Now they're showing blitz. They're going to bring to Levante David. Carr throws. Catch Seth Roberts. Breaks the tackle. 10-5 touchdown! Raiders! A walk-off from Seth Roberts to win the game!
And for the first time since 1977, the Oakland Raiders have started 5-0 on the road and now 6-2 overall.
What a win for the 6-2 Raiders, and what a revenge game for tackle Donald Penn. I'll ask him if a position change is on the horizon, coming up next on the Silver and Black Show.
Heavy set right. Actually, they've gone unbalanced. Donald Penn's gone right. They bootleg Derek Carr, who lob it for a touchdown caught by Donald Penn. The former Tampa Bay Buccaneer comes back to Raymond James to score a touchdown.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show alongside Donald Penn, and what a great sight. I mean, it's a homecoming for you. You're in the end zone. What was going on through your mind during that play?
I mean, I was excited. I didn't know if the play was going to get called, but that early, and I was happy it got called. But, you know, I just wanted to execute the play. I was hoping, you know, when we ran the fake, I didn't run in anybody trying to get out, and they caught it. But, you know, when I caught that touchdown, it was a lot of emotion, built-up emotion that came out. After I caught that touchdown, but, I mean, it felt good. Especially felt good in Tampa, you know, where I started and, you know, kind of trying to show them guys that made a mistake. And, you know, we came out victorious. That was the best part, the win.
Well, I'm sure. And it's hard to boo you as well because you were really active in the community while you were there. You look at free agency and how it played out here. There was a time where we weren't quite sure if you were coming back. So just the decision, finally, to bring you back, how great has it been to be here?
It's great because I feel like you know, when I got here 2 years ago, you know, I was starting something, and I want to finish it, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going in the right track. We're heading up a hill, and, you know, we got a long way to go. But we're working hard, and our work's starting to show with these wins. So the good thing is we're going to continue to work because we like winning.
And one person that has grown during that time, Derek Carr, from when you first met him to where he is now, what's impressed you the most?
I mean, I get so happy talking about Derek, man. He's such a hard competitor, hard worker. I mean, you guys don't know, he's one of the first guys in, one of the last guys to leave. And, you know, him having this offense for another year and not having to learn anything new, he was able to go sit back this offseason and really study himself and see the things where he made mistakes, see where he could have got better, critique himself. And he got to meet with his coaching staff a lot during the offseason and do new things, give his ideas, give his input, and they're accepting of that. And they're showing, I mean, Derek's doing some great things. And his timing with some of our receivers and everything is just flowing very well for us.
How valuable has it been with the addition of KO to the team?
I mean, KO is great. He brings a lot of toughness, you know, a lot of physicality. I can sit back now and let him go out there and, you know, and be the hoorah guy, which he is. And he's bringing a lot of that toughness to us. And we're still a work in progress, you know. Mm-hmm. We're still getting our timing down. I feel like week in and week out, me and him are getting better together. Him and Rodney getting better together. He's getting better, comfortable with the offense week in and week out. So that's the thing. Like, we're just still building. And we have a long way to go.
Looking at Sunday night, I can't think of a better rivalry between the Broncos and the Raiders. Sunday night football, you have a division rival. So much is on the line. What's the mindset of the team right now?
Man, we're just trying to take it. It's the next game. It is a big game. But it's the next game. It's the Broncos. You can't write it up anymore. I know the producers probably at Sunday night football are probably like, man, this is great. 6-2 for first place. But, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk from Denver, you know, in the media and stuff. One thing about us, we don't talk. We let our past do the talking. So we're going to see. We're excited, and we're ready to go on Sunday, and we're going to get ready.
and handle some business. All right, we have some business with our top five questions. This is where we get to have some fun. We always start off with a favorite athlete. Growing up, it could be your favorite athlete now.
I have to say Magic Johnson.
Okay, that's a good one because you are a Lakers fan.
Exactly.
We know that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that. best athlete on the O-line.
Oh, you're looking at him, Donald Penn. Hands down.
This guy.
If anybody
I like
says
that.
Anything
no
different, they're lying.
So who was your favorite costume? Did anybody dress up for Halloween?
My kids did. Super Mario brother, Ant-Man, and my daughter was Minnie Mouse.
Okay, and what did you dress up
I was as? Trying to, I was asking my wife, I was going to go grab my helmet, but she was like, no.
You didn't dress up?
Nah, it was last minute, but she went, I was like, I'm going to be a football player. She was like, let's just go incognito.
You went as the best athlete, right?
Yeah.
On the O-line.
Went comfortable.
You have appeared, yeah, exactly. You've appeared in a few different TV shows. I think the last time we spoke, you were on Tanked.
Yeah.
What was your favorite show to be a part of, besides this one, of course?
You know, I really did enjoy Tanked because, you know, I love fish, and I've always had fish, you know, growing up. And even I had a little fish tank in my college, you know, so I've always had fish. And those guys, Wade and them, they're hilarious. I had a good time with them. And then another show, I did this show on Spike TV. It's like Pick Your Car Matchmakers.
Mm.
And I had a great time with that, you know, because I'm a big car guy. And they brought three cars and, you know, let me test drive them and let me see which one I like. I ended up buying one, but, you know, I had a good time filming.
What'd you like?
I like the pickup truck they had on there.
Oh.
Had a nice old school pickup truck. It was real nice.
So would that be considered your dream car?
Nah,
or what would
nah.
your dream car be?
I have my dream car.
What's that one?
I got a Rolls Royce Dawn.
Whoo! Okay, what color? What does the interior look like?
You know, it's crazy. Halloween was yesterday. I name it Trick or Treat because it's black with orange interior.
Very nice. Impressive. As were you last week, and I hope we continue to see you in the end zone. Thank you so much, Donald,
for
joining
me.
Us.
Always
we appreciate
fun.
It.
Always fun.
More to come here on the Silver and Black Show.
What I like about our guys is we're resilient. You know, we continue to fight, and we work our way through. You know, whatever obstacles present themselves. We dealt with a large number of infractions that we don't want to see, but we fought our way through it and came home with the win.
Coach Del Rio doesn't allow his team the luxury of leaning on excuses. Losing your starting right tackle, defense isn't playing well, penalties, grueling travel schedule, all excuses. As Coach likes to say, your record is what you earned. And the Raiders like how 6-2 feels.
That's right, Nicole. What a great trip it was, Coach. You win 2 in Florida. You're 6-2. How was that plane ride back, knowing you're in first place, tied for first place at 6-2, sweeping the Florida trip?
Yeah, it was good. It was long. The headwind coming back. I mean, it was long. But, yeah, a lot of smiles. And, you know, first half of the season, well done.
You know, I remember saying after the game that that's a game I don't think you'll ever see anything like that again in your career, maybe my career, where you go out, set the record for penalties in a game, and still win the game. I mean, that was just – it was a very bizarre game, but, man, it was a great win.
Well, there's a saying Al Davis made very popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just win, baby. That's what it comes down to, right? Win the game. So, at the end of the day, we're going to talk about nitpick. This didn't go right. What about that? Hey, are we going to get more pressures? Khalil going to get sacks? Yeah, all these things are talked about, all right? Just win.
You know, the one thing, you know, looking at that game, especially late in the game, the defense made stops. The defense really came through for you when you needed them to.
Yeah, we feel like we're making progress there. We feel like we're going to have a good team, be good in all three phases. I think you saw examples of that in that game. I think defensively we got stops, 2-3 and outs in the overtime period. And my confidence in our defense really allowed us to, you know, finish the game the way we did there at the end.
And we went in some Raider history with your quarterback, Derek Carr, as he passed Cotton Davidson back in 1964 for 531 yards, the most yards ever by a Raider quarterback in a game. And your quarterback has 17 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions, and you get the walk-off touchdown.
Yeah, no, Derek's playing really well for us. And, you know, again, it's about winning the game any way you can. We needed to throw it 59 times. That 59th pass was a strike to Seth Roberts, who made two guys miss, went and scored a touchdown for us.
Other than the wins, being in Florida for about 9 days, we talked about it. What did it mean for your team? And I kind of put the cart before the horse last time we talked, and you wanted to wait. But now that you're 2-0 and you go to Florida, what did that bonding time mean for your team and the chemistry?
Well, I mean, looking back, it was very, you know, fruitful for us. I think, you know, relationships tightened. I think the guys had a chance to be with each other and as a football team, we took care of business, got both wins. I was able to slip over and see my son play. So
that's right.
It was one heck of a weekend or week for us over there.
Yeah, I got to watch that game, and not only did your son take care of Georgia, but your son was also the scholar athlete of the game. I don't know if you got to know that, but they showed that on CBS. That's got to mean something to you.
It does. It does. He'll graduate this December. And, yeah, very proud of the way he's been a student athlete and really done it all.
Now you got the Denver Broncos coming to town, Sunday Night Football. There's a lot of media around here. Everybody's fired up. What do you think it's going to be like Sunday night? Because this is the number one game in the NFL, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, man, this is what you live for. I mean, this will be fired up. So the fans will be out. Raider Nation, we can't wait to put on a good show in front of you and in front of everybody across the nation. And it's a great opportunity for us, and we're excited for it.
How good is it for you that you coach for the Denver Broncos so you know a lot of their players offensively and defensively?
Yeah, I think familiarity. It's a divisional opponent. We know each other. I don't know that one team gains an advantage over the other based on what we know about each other. I think the bottom line will be come out. Who's got, who's going to be able to be stronger in the trenches? Who's going to, make more tackles, sack the quarterback more, do execute the game? That's what we're after.
Yeah, when you talk about division rivalry and you're going for first place, and not only first place, because after this you would have the bye, a time to get healthy with your team and really set you up for the second half.
Yeah, the bye comes a little bit late. We don't have a say in how the schedule plays out. The bye comes a little bit late. We want to take advantage of that, get good rest before the second half push. But one more thing before we go on bye. Got to take care of these Broncos.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one of the biggest games that the Raiders have had in a long time, and I think Raider Nation's going to come to play, and they're going to be there for you.
Oh, they'll be there, no question about it. And let me tell you something, good football teams are in these moments a lot. And so this is just the beginning. We're going to be in these moments a lot going forward. This is, primetime game. We'll have another one in Mexico City. We'll have another Thursday night game against the Chiefs, and then we'll have some playoff appearances.
I know it's going to be a blast on Sunday. Good luck to you, Coach.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the Denver Broncos. And most notably, this man right here, Von Miller. After last year's game, Super Bowl MVP, he got an outrageous contract, and he's still playing very well. So this offensive line is going to have their hands full finding where number 58 is on the field. We look back at this first play. We're going to go to Super Bowl 50. Now watch the right tackle. Initially, his eyes go to the inside linebacker. Then he comes back out late. And as Von Miller scoots around him with efficient speed for the strip sack, turns out to be a big play for the Denver Broncos defense early in this game. Now, what we want to focus on is what we have the ability to do within our offense. Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons in shotgun formation. Look at the wide receiver and look at the tackle. Now, the wide receiver is not assigned to block Von Miller. All he's going to do is chip him to slow him down. This is what you have to do. You have to take account because this is what people have done to Khalil Mack and our playmakers. Take account of how you're going to slow him down just a little bit to allow the tackle to get in position to block him. As we take a look at the play, watch how number 16 just gets in the way of Von Miller. Just a small block, nothing major, but that allows the tackle to come back out. And when the tackle is able to recover, Matt Ryan's able to find Sanu down the sideline for a big chunk of yards. In this next play we're going to look at, we're going to take the running back and the offensive tackle in a two-man protection. Now, the art to a proper chip is with the tackle, ideally the tackle and the running back want to meet at the exact same spot when they're blocking Von Miller. Von Miller sees a short corner, so he thinks he's got the tackle right where he wants him. See the tackle take the inside and the back take the outside? It's not ideal, but it's effective. It makes that defensive end aware that he's got two guys at feet instead of just one. So what did we learn today? Well, Von Miller and the Denver Broncos are coming to town, and you definitely have to pay notice to where he is on the football field. Whether you're using a wide receiver or a back or you're sliding the line his way, everybody's got to be sound to allow Derek Carr to sit back there and pick the secondary apart. That does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, class. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. See you next week.
I'm looking forward to this one. This is a big one for both of us, and it's a night game, so I'm sure it'll be a cool environment. A divisional game, so it's going to be a tough game and a tough environment. I think everybody's looking forward to the challenge.
Two great receivers. They're really big up front. Defensively, they get their hands on the ball. Two edges. We know the problems they gave us last year. So, that's what's fun about this league. 2-6 and two teams going at it on Sunday night and a tough place to play. So, that's why you coach. That's why you play.
There's something different about divisional games, and there's something different about the Raiders versus the Broncos. One of the NFL's fiercest rivalries comes together once again on the national stage under the bright lights of Sunday Night Football with the AFC West lead on the line.
when you have great coaches. Then after you have great coaches, you get great players.
Brilliant work of art by the master of his position.
Touchdown Raiders!
Holy Toledo, Marcus Allen.
You have a great organization, and you tell them one thing.
Just win, baby.
Hey, let's not even talk about it. Let's be about it. Talk this deep, man. Let's get it.
Let's go. Raiders on three. Raiders on three. Raiders on three. Run.
Derek throws for Amari Cooper. Open.
It is caught.
That's what I'm talking about up front, man.
Makes the catch. Denver touchdown.
Huge play by this Bronco defense.
Dave Hall breaks the tackle.
First snap. Get out there. Let's go.
Full head of steam.
Touchdown.
Just win,
baby. What an opportunity for the Silver and Black, and they'll have a pumped Raider Nation at their back. Should be a good one on Sunday night. Don't forget to turn your clocks back tonight for daylight savings. For Donald Penn, Jack Del Rio, and Chris Townsend, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Go Raiders.